Kia ora, this program is brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Wellington Access Radio, make your voice heard.
Good Tagus, Fáilte, go dtí Capital Irish on Wellington's Access Community Radio, 106.1 FM. I'm your host, Andrew Kerr, for today's half hour of tunes and a bit of local news. We'll get into the first tune. Listening to Marion's show last week when she went back through the decades, so I thought I'd come forward through the decades this time. This is the legend that was Tommy Makem, who passed away in 2007, and this is him doing one of the songs he's most famous for, an old song called The Cobbler.
Oh, my name is Dick Darby, I'm a cobbler. I served my time at the old camp. Some call me an owl agitator, but now I'm resolved to repent. With me inkling of an inkling of an idol, with me inkling of an inkling of an idol, with me roo-boo-boo-roo-boo-boo-randy, and me lapstone keeps bitten away. Now my father was hung for sheep stealing, my mother was burned for a witch, my sister's a dandy housekeeper, and I'm a mechanical switch. With me ing-twing of an ing-ting of an idol, with me ing-twing of an ing-ting of an idol, with me roo-boo-boo-roo-boo-boo-randy, and me lapstone keeps bitten away. This 40 long years I have travelled, all by the contents of me pack, me hammers, me awls and me pincers, I carry them all on me back. With me ing-twing of an ing-ting of an idol, with me ing-twing of an ing-ting of an idol, with me roo-boo-boo-roo-boo-boo-randy, and me lapstone keeps bitten away. Now my wife, she's humpy, she's lumpy. My wife, she's the devil, she's cracked. And no matter what I may do with her, her tongue, it goes clickety-clack. With me ing-twing of an ing-ting of an idol, with me ing-twing of an ing-ting of an idol, with me roo-boo-boo-roo-boo-boo-randy, and me lapstone keeps bitten away. It was early one fine summer's morning, a little before it was day, I dipped her three times in the river and carelessly bade her good day. With me ing-twing of an ing-ting of an idol, with me ing-twing of an ing-ting of an idol, with me roo-boo-boo-roo-boo-boo-randy, and me lapstone keeps bitten away.
That was the legend Tommy Makem and the Cobbler, with probably back from the 1960s when him and his compatriots were hanging out with the cool kids in New York's Greenwich Village. The likes of Bob Dylan and Joan Baez, they're all kind of moved in the same circles. As always, we'd like to pay a special mention to our sponsors who make this show possible. That's Susie and Peter McGuinness, the Wellington Irish Trust, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. And this show and an archive of more recent shows can be found on podcast.capitalirish.com. www.cobblerfm.nz. Next song I'm going to play is Four Men and a Dog covering an old country song called High on a Mountain. This was from their debut album, 1991, the Barking Mad album. And they had an ever-changing lineup, but the guts of the band were Cathal Hayden on fiddle, Jerry O'Connor on banjo and fiddle, Gino Lupari on baron and percussion, Kevin Doherty on guitar, and Donald Murphy on accordion. This is Four Men and a Dog, High on a Mountain.
As I look at the valley down below, it is green just as far as I can see. As my memory returns, oh, how I start to yearn for you and the days that used to be. High on a mountain, wind blowing free, thinking about the days that used to be. High on a mountain, standing all alone, yes, I'm wondering where the years of my life have gone. As I listen to the breeze blow gently through the trees, I'll always treasure what you were to me. High on a mountain, wind blowing free, thinking about the days it used to be. High on a mountain, standing all alone, yes, I'm wondering where the years of my life have gone. Thinking about the days used to be. High on a mountain, standing all alone, just wondering where the years of my life have gone. Just wondering where the years of my life have flown.
Mountain by Four Men and a Dog back from 1991. We've got a couple of local events coming up the first weekend of October, so I thought I'd give you a heads up on what's happening there. Both Irish societies have something on here in Wellington. As part of Wellington Seniors Week, Wellington Irish Society is hosting an afternoon tea? I wonder what kind of tea? At Kennedy's Bar, which used to be D4 in town here on Allen Street. That's Sunday the 2nd of October, starting at 3 p.m. It's a free event, but do RSVP for catering purposes if you can. And the Grigan Irish dancers will be performing a short set. and I'm sure there'll be a few songs as well. Back to the music. One of my favorite artists from Dublin is Imelda May. If you're not familiar with her, she's as Dublin as you get. She was born in the Liberties. She had her own TV show, but she's a very talented singer and multi-instrumentalist. Probably most well known for playing rockabilly bands in rockabilly style / jazz. So this is Imelda May from her 2014 album Tribal, and the song is called It's Good to Be Alive. Singing It's Good to Be Alive. The second local event that's coming up is to do with the Hutt Valley Irish Society. They're having a fundraiser, a roof fundraiser. I assume that means their roof, not just anybody's roof. That's at Manor Park, and that's coming up October the 1st from 1 p.m. 18 hole full course, I think. Its entry fee is $50 per person. And if anyone's keen on sponsoring a hole, they can do that for $200. So that's Hutt Valley Irish Society Golf Tournament on October the 1st. Back to the music. A new discovery of mine is another Dublin lady, a young lady called Saoirse Richardson. This is off her second album. She's released about a few EPs, and this is her second album. The album's called Smiling Like an Idiot. She grew up in Dalkey. She studied creative writing in Brooklyn just before COVID, and then came back, and during lockdown she wrote her album. So this is from the album Smiling Like an Idiot. This is released this year. The song is called Archie. Wonderful Saoirse Richardson with her recently released song called Archie, which segues nicely into a bit of shameless self-promotion. Next song is one of mine and features my good friend Alan Norman on piano. This was recorded a couple of years ago. The song is called Archie and George, and a little bit of a story, but I'll be brief. Archie refers to a man called Archie Holmes, who was a leashman who came here in the 1950s and lived to the sprightly old age of 103. Himself and my father were good friends before he came over, and he used to go shooting things around the Slieve Blue Mountains. And it also is connected back to my grandfather, who his experiences when he came home to Ireland after the First World War. The song is called Archie and George, and hope you enjoy it.
Signs on the road to our friends to talk about the shotguns. Ain't no signs at all. Just got home from a war. No one wanted to know. Got no work at all. To our friends home from another man's war. Got no time to call. Bringing home a mother load. There ain't no signs. They know where to go. Showing to our friends walking down a country road. Time and time again, soldiers hanging around asking where you've been. Time and time again, wondering who you're hanging around with. What you've seen, sure it ain't nothing at all. That two old friends should be walking down a country road. Got no time to call. Bringing home the mother load. There ain't no signs. They know where they're going. There ain't no signs at all. There ain't no signs. They know where they're showing to our friends walking down a country road. Country road, walking down a country road, to our friends walking down a country
road. A tune called Archie and George by some fella from Portlaoise and Alan Norman. So that's pretty much most of what I've got for you this week. Don't forget to check out this show and other recent shows on podcast.capitalirish.nz. Big thanks again to our sponsors, and thanks to Ray Ferguson for engineering today's show. Don't forget about those couple of events coming up. Afternoon tea at Kennedy's, or formerly D4 in Allen Street here in town, and the Upper Hutt Valley Irish Society's golf tournament on October the 1st. I'm going to leave you with a song that's appropriate for the moment. This is a Parting Glass, but this is the wonderful Freddie White and his version of the legendary song Parting Glass. Toga Gabugai, and have a great week, and see you soon.
I gently rise and softly call. Good night and joy be with you all. If I had money enough to spend, and leisure time to sit a while, there is a fair maid in this town that surely has my heart beguiled. Her rosy cheeks and ruby lips, I own she has my heart enthralled. And fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. So fill to me the parting glass.
You've been listening to Capital Irish on Wellington Access Radio 106.1 FM, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors. We couldn't be here without them. Our sponsors are Wellington Irish Trust, Susie and Peter McGuinness, and the Hutt Valley Irish Society. A very big thank you from all of us on the Capital Irish team.
That program was brought to you by Wellington Access Radio. Get your voice heard.
Thanks, New Zealand On Air, for funding accessmedia.nz.